From WBEZ Chicago and PRX, this is Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. Over the years, we've had so many talented musicians on our show performing.
Today, we'll go to the archives to play some of our favorite live performances that we've ever hosted on the show. Artists like Wilco, Common, and Cheap Trick. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions.
This is Sound Opinions, and this week we're sharing some of our favorite live performances from artists that have come to our studios. Now, what do we qualify as best? I think, there are many criteria here. But to me, when somebody says a name to you and it immediately produces a memory of where you were, what song they played, how you felt when they played that song, that's a pretty good indication that, that was a real keeper and maybe it's worth hearing again.
I'm never going to forget, Greg, walking in here in 2013. Cheap Trick, the consummate pros from Rockford, Illinois, are here early. They're all set up. Robin Zander's in the community room at WBEZ Public Radio doing vocal exercises.
I know. I'll never forget
that. To sing for
that
us.
That was amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
We got bagels out. Oh, no. He's serious about his voice. It was amazing to have Cheap Trick here. It was the 35th anniversary of the famous live album at Budokan. Robin Zander on vocals, Rick Neal on guitar, Tom Peterson on bass. We got to talk to them. We got to joke with them because there's no not joking when Rick Nielsen's in the room. And it was refreshing to see how much they still care. They are so passionate about the music after all these years. And they played Surrender.
It's true, though. The older I get as a singer, it's harder and harder all the time. And, I used to be able to roll out of bed and after staying up all night.
And debauchery.
Yes, it didn't matter, but now I have to take care of myself a little bit.
We're going to get one more song from you. What's it going to be?
This is the first song on our third album.
It's like this has been covered by, Dave Grohl, Marilyn Manson, and Green Day. And because of the lyric, because every person we've ever met thinks their parents are weird.
Just be
Surrender by Cheap Trick. I got my Kiss records out, Greg. Doesn't get much better than that. What are we highlighting next?
Jim, we're going to highlight an artist that we both love, Amy Mann. She's been on the show several times. She's a great guest, very funny, underrated how humorous Amy Mann can be in addition to being a great musician.
Not just because she keeps coming back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a friend of Sound Opinions.
You know, it's one of those people you like being around. She was coming off her 2013 record, Charmer, and I asked her about the role of a musician in society. I mean, just the whole notion of you have a sort of a role as a musician and people draw things from that. And how do you handle that sort of situation? Plus, she's also going to perform that Oscar-nominated song, Save Me, that everybody loves from that Paul Thomas Anderson film, Magnolia.
It's funny. I think the musician's role is just to be there. And if people need something from you, they will find it. And I think that there's no preparing to influence people. I think as soon as you try to influence people, you failed, because then you're, you know, manipulating and controlling, and you honestly have no control and no knowledge of what somebody is going to get out of something or what it is they get out of it.
We're here with Amy Mann. Amy, what are we going to hear next?
Well, I'm going to play an older song, which is the song from the Paul Thomas Anderson movie Magnolia. It's called Save Me. All right, here we go. Perfect fit, a girl in need of a tourniquet. But can you save me? Come on and save. If you can save me from the ranks of the freaks who suspect they can never love anyone, cause I can tell you know what it's like. Thank you. a suspect they can never love anyone except the freaks who suspect they could never love anyone except the freaks who could never love anyone.
Amy Mann with Save Me, the great song from the Magnolia film soundtrack. After a break, Jim and I will share some of our favorite live performances we've ever had on the show, from Jason Isbell to Run the Jewels. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. He is Greg Kot. And today we are sharing some of the best performances that we've ever had the privilege to host on our little radio show, Greg. We're talking about, incredibly talented musicians, exciting music, good conversation. I can't believe we get to do this, right? In 2018, Jason Isbell talked with us about the role that politics is playing in his music. He suffers darts and arrows from some listeners because of it. He also performed a really thoughtful, cathartic rendition of his song, White Man's World.
People hear political and they think of something abstract and like boring, and it's like, you know, why it's, you know, white and black.
And yeah.
And that's privilege. These lines. But, you know, when you get back to the idea of like what country music was, it was about talking about everyday lives and stuff that mattered to everyday people. And what I hear about on this record is a lot of songs that are about what everyday people go through. What does politics mean to that family that is trying to find a way to make ends meet when their jobs go away because the coal industry doesn't exist anymore, you know, in something like Cumberland Gap?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, White Man's World is a great example of a song where you kind of call yourself out in some ways. Was that a difficult song to write?
It was. They're all hard to write if they're any good, in all honesty. But that one you got to be real careful, man, when you're talking about that stuff. You got to be real careful that you come out exactly how you mean to. And I found in that particular song the best way for me to do that was to give my own personal experience, which, you know, that's usually the best way to tell anybody anything or move them from one side of the aisle to the other is well, here's what happened to me. Take it or leave it, you know. Mm. And, yeah, I grew up in a place where a lot of people that were around me used racial slurs on a daily basis and, you know, made racial jokes. And I didn't always stand up against that. And now as an adult, I regret it. You know, I look back and think, well, no, there wasn't anybody around who, was the butt of the joke. I mean, it was a bunch of white kids, you know, in a field somewhere or in a bar somewhere shooting pool or something. But I still should have said something because it wasn't right. And so that when I give the listener that, you know, it's not as preachy. It's not like I'm saying, you know, you need to behave this way. It's kind of like, here's what happened to me and here's why it kind of keeps me up at night every once in a while. You know, I mean, it's not like I'm planning on changing anybody's mind, but if I'm going to get anywhere closer to making any kind of an impact with any of these songs, the best way to do it is just say, you know, here's my story. Here's what's worked for me and what hasn't.
Mm-hmm. We've got Jason Isbell in the studio with us at Sound Opinions. And Jason, you've got a fine-looking acoustic guitar.
Thank you very much.
Would you like to play a song for us?
I would. Yeah, sure would. Let's see. Since we were talking about it, I'll play White Man's World for you.
I'm a white man living in a white man's world. Under our roof is a baby girl. Thought this world could be hers one day, but her mama knew better. I'm a white man living in a white man's town. I wanna take a shot of cocaine and burn it down. Mama wanna change that Nashville sound, but they're never gonna let her. There's no such thing as someone else's war. Your creature comforts aren't the only things worth fighting for. Still breathing, it's not too late. We're all carrying one great burden, sharing one fate. I'm a white man living on a white man's street. I got the bones of the red man under my feet. And the highway runs through the burial ground, past the oceans of cotton. I'm a white man looking in a black man's eyes. I'm wishing I'd never been one of the guys who pretended not to hear another white man's joke. Oh, times ain't forgotten. There's no such thing as someone else's war. Your creature comforts aren't the only things worth fighting for. You're still breathing, it's not too late. We're all carrying one great burden, sharing one upstairs. Must have took a vacation. I still have faith, but I don't know why. Maybe it's the fire in our little girl's eyes. Maybe it's the fire in our little girl's eyes.
Jason Isbell, live on Sound Opinions with White Man's World. Greg, what do we have next?
Next, Jim, we're going to highlight a performance by one of our favorite rap duos, Run the Jewels. I can't tell you how excited I was to make this happen because individually, LP and Killer Mike have been two of my favorite MCs of the last two decades. And then to have Run the Jewels bring them together, two guys who didn't really know each other that well until they started collaborating. Was just a, you know, it was everything you could have expected.
You meet soulmates in life. You meet people who you're bound to be with. But L is one of those people in my life. When I met him, I knew that I was supposed to know this person. I knew that I had things to learn. I knew I had things to share. And I knew that whatever energy we created on music together was special. Like, I knew I could rap good. I knew I'd worked with great producers before, but that's not the same thing as special. You know, with saying that, I am honored to say this is my friend. You know what I mean? I really am happy that serendipity brought me to a point where I was open for friendship. Elle and I had found each other in a place where we pretty much separated ourselves from everybody we were known for being around. So I'm just thankful that the universe brought us together, because if not, I wouldn't be sharing these moments with thousands of people. Because as a kid, that's all I ever wanted to do. I didn't know you made money and paid a mortgage with rap. I just thought you made thousands of people happy, like the groups I was watching did for me.
Here's Killer Mike and LP with the song Early, live on Sound Opinions.
If you could put your hands in the air like this, it's just one thing.
I be feeling like the life that I'm living, man.
All control.
Every day I'm in a fight for my soul. Could it be that my medicine's the evidence of people stopping frisbee when they roll around on patrol? And ask why you're here. I just tell them because it is what it is. I live here and it's what it is. Anytime you gotta die, said, man, I'm trying to smoke and shit. Please don't lock me up in front of my kid and in front of my wife. Man, I ain't got a gun or a knife. You do this and you ruin my life. And I apologize if it seems like I got out of line. Because I respect the passion of God. And I pray that today ain't the day that you drag me away. Right in front of my beautiful son. And he still put my hands in cuffs. Put me in the truck when my woman screams, head up. A woman with the camera phone on, so the couple pull his gun and put it on my gorgeous queen. Has he put out the job, but I can see my other hammer him, my little boy to scream. Has he ran toward the cover, baker not to hurt his mama, as he had a face down in the crowd. And I be much too weak, never speak what I see, but my life changed with that sound. Have mercy. And I'm feeling this. Everybody do this. Let's go.
If you're feeling like the life that I'm living, man, I'll control. Cause every damn and I fight for my soul. All hands below. High seas in a rickety boat. Smoke old so they kill my coat. You want cash or hope? No cash, but a fact in both. Go without, get turned to gold. You know that's the law. Deal done by the shaking claws.
It ain't a game if the don't pause.
And I'll find you all. So convincing the truth to y'all that the truth truly go. Yes, there's a day. Anytime a man say there's not, then you know that he lost the plot.
What can I say?
Truth undeniable. Let this true cruise ride. The way that the beat bump do sound tough. I made it in the dark like
Civil War surgery.
Woke up in the same air you are.
Early
12 o'clock, the whole earth felt
dirty.
Sweet land stand when you walk past the birdie. And watch you walk to the storm.
They're recording.
Didn't record cop when he shot no water. Heard a gold pop, might have been two blocks. So the kid plus pops, watch cop make
girl bleed.
Go to home, go to sleep, up again.
Early. I'm feeling this
too.
And I'm feeling this too early. And I'm feeling this early. And I'm feeling this early. And I'm feeling this early.
And I'm feeling this
early.
And we put the fist in the gun in the air like this, because it means that this is our world. And we will not let bullies murder our friends and neighbors without going unpunished. This is our, and we will take it back.
Alrighty.
That is Early from the fabulous Run the Jewels, Killer Mike and LP from 2015 at the Goose Island Barrel House in Chicago.
We're doing some of our favorite live performances ever, and coming up we have one from Wilco. You won't want to miss it. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Kot with Jim DeRogatis, and this week we're sharing our favorite Sound Opinions live performances, ones that are a cut above the rest.
Greg, it's time to talk about Common. He came on the show in 2006, and he gave us a freestyle. And I am sorry, I've seen hundreds of rappers in the last 30 years. There is no better freestyle rapper in all of hip-hop. He even worked our names into it. Now, Kot's pretty easy, but when you can rhyme anything with DeRogatis, that is a good trick. Another reason it was so special, Greg, is Common was rapping over some music from the album Donuts by his friend, the incredible record producer Jay Dilla. They were both carving their own way through hip-hop at the same time. Dilla had only died a few months earlier.
1, 2, 1, 2. Yes. God bless, Yo, once again, it's common sense. I get to beginning. Come to rock it when I come to the Sound Opinion. You know how we do. I came to rock this in a place with Greg Kot and Jim DeRogatis. Yo, it's like the one that I can tell you, I can spot this. They say I'm from the cold city, but I'm the hottest. And they be saying, yeah. Ladies say, yeah. They be saying, calm, yo, the boy ain't got no hair, but it's all good. Cause he coming off the head. Working on it, making them people, they turning red. And some people turning black and blue. Yo, I'm rapping through all type of wars. coming hardcore. Opening them doors, opening the pores, so you can keep sweating black sweat, the black threats to come down. Understand how to rap sun sound, coming straight through Chi-Town. And from the Sun Times to the Tribune, calm sense of get room. And this is what I do when I live, boom, and zoom in on a different picture. Sometimes I read the scripture, yo, I had to get with ya. My brother Jim and the brother named Greg. I used to party on the 7 with a keg, drinking beer. But now I'm here up in your ear, ready to appear. Coming, step to the rear if you ain't with it. Constance, I'm thinking something vivid. I came to live it and relive it. The rebirth, I see worth and see different things. Common sense, yo, I'm gifted. Even I can sing, make a song. Making it strong, I take it around. You should understand I did sold by the pound. 12 years ago, now I'm still lyrical. Mixing raw stuff with the spiritual. You can hear it though from my man Jay Dilla. I stay realer than time will be. And my mind will be something that they climb and see. A different type of mountains. For the youth, I'm the fountain. Don't put me on no broke back mountain. I ain't the type, but still I still stay right. I ain't trying to be homophobic. I'm just the type to let you know what I go with. I'm a poet like Langston Hughes or Richard Wright. This is what I'm giving y'all on this night. It be the type of brother that can still invite you to openness. Stay focused. It's the brother common sense. Kick it with the brothers and folks. It's just from the south side where we be outside with our hats cocked to the left. Common sense, yo, remind you of Seth. Yo, this is how I go with a different type of flow. When it comes to Chicago, yo, I'm like Jordan, very important. People keep scoring, never snoring on this style. Never sleep on the city. We got Lupe Fiasco and Rhyme Fest. My mind test, cause I rhyme fresh. This is what I'm telling y'all, time's my test. I stood that, and you should understand why I'm still cooking hood raps. Cause I go back to the street of Stony Island. Think about my mother and sometimes how the shorties be wildin'. And we came to teach, came to reach out for those who never been exposed and never been out of the go. I still flow, let them know that they can grow and still do a show. Let's go, let's go. Yeah, yeah, we keep it going like this, y'all. Yeah, we keep it going like this, y'all. I came to shine like a star. I can take it far. Even keep rhyming while my mother's in the car waiting down under the garage. This is like the, I'm like a mason with my own lodge. Yo, you think about, yo, I master my style like Farad. From the Nation of Islam, it's calm, no, coming straight through. And you should understand, I don't hate you. I bring the love for people who understood the light. And this is what I'm doing and just pursuing different type of goals. It's the soul that we talk about in songs. The soul that's too black and too strong. Sort of like my man Chuck D. Yo, you can't up me. I ain't gonna curse. I'm just gonna kick a verse. I used to be a con with the verse. Now I just got it expounded. Got lawyers and all type of things. I'm the builder and destroyer. Yo, I got dreams. Dreams for my daughter. So I'm putting it in order. This is what I'm telling y'all. I usually drink water. Drink a little red wine. Come off the head. Mines is the shine that comes down like the sun times. What can I do? Follow me like one time. I've been unsigned and signed again. It's the C to the O, double M-O-N. Set a trend like the motor. Turn it over like a new leaf. When it comes to styles, I'm the Indian, the new chief. You should understand, check it out. You want relief? Then quit eating that beef. Quit eating the pork. But I ain't trying to preach. I'm just trying to talk to my people. My mic and your mic, come on, yo, no equal. If you understand that, you understand rap. And understand what happened when constant snap and jap out. I clap out with different type of rhymes. Yeah, as the beat change, I find a new type of rhythm while I give them something for the knowledge and the wisdom. I hit them, yeah, my man JD did this. It's type of beast to come down sound and crisp. Crisp like the dollars that you want to count. Yo, understand I got rhymes in many amounts. You should understand for the truth. For the youth, I'm the fountain, so you can keep counting your dollars. I'ma make these shorties scholars. When I talk about, I make them wanna holler. Sorta like Marvin did. Yo, I see them starving kids on 57 in Inglewood. Yo, they said my single's good with the corner, the last poets. But we gon' keep flowing with different type of things. I gotta show it. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
The one and only Common freestyling on Sound Opinions. We got to have Common back on. You can tell us now about what it's like to be a cowboy.
I'm telling you.
What do we got up next?
Next, we've got a performance from Annie Clark, a.k.a. St. Vincent. I remember very well the clarity of seeing St. Vincent perform first as an opening act on an Arcade Fire tour, mm-hmm. and then doing her thing at South by Southwest in a church. And I was just like, man, this is incredible. The performance we captured was in 2009. Her career was just then starting to take off. She has since gone on to many bigger and greater things, but I still love that period in her career. She performed the song The Strangers for us, and we talked then about, you know, how Disney soundtracks had influenced the record she had out at the time called Actor.
Mm-hmm. Annie, impossible to be in the middle of that music and not feel like you're in a Disney Fantasia-like cartoon. was that a goal going in? It's so cinematic, this album, your second album, Actor.
It was a goal. I watched a lot of Disney films, especially Snow White and Sleeping Beauty. And what I found when I was watching the films is that I felt like I felt when I first saw them. There was no irony, and there was no like jaded hipsterness or anything about it. I was just blown away and just wanted to be in the cartoon like I did when I was little.
Yeah.
Before we continue the conversation, why don't we have a song? What do you want to play for us, Annie?
We're going to play The Strangers.
Finish a fight. don't play to win, but for the thrill until I'm spent.
That is St. Vincent with the Strangers live on Sound Opinions. Jim, we've got one more very special performance.
You're going way back for this one, Greg. 1999. We interviewed Jeff Tweedy and Jay Bennett of Wilco. Jay, of course, is no longer with us. Those two would fall out shortly after this interview, not too long after the release of Summer Teeth. It was a great chat and an unforgettable performance of She's Ajar.
We want to talk a little bit about this great record, Summer Teeth, and Jeff and Jay are here. They're going to play a couple of tunes off it. And I guess what we're going to hear here is sort of like a point A version of She's Ajar, right?
All right.
And maybe, then maybe decide which is better.
Yeah, we could take a vote.
Sort of a point Q version.
Midway. Yeah.
It's kind of a point list
version. We're trying to remember some imagined past. So. All right, but this is She's Ajar, the way it was originally written.
Heavy lid, my pop quiz kid, sleepy kisser, a pretty wall, the feelings hid. She begs me not to miss her. She says forever to light a fuse. We could use a handful of wheel and a day off and a bruised road. However you might feel, tonight is real. When I forget how to talk, I sing. Won't you please bring that flash to shine? Turn my eyes red, miss it close. When you click and my face gets sick, stuck like a question unposed. My fragile family tree, and watch me floating inches above the people under me. Please beware the quiet front yard. I warned you before there were water skies. I warned you not to drive. Dry your eyes, you poor devil. Are there really ones like these? The ones I dream float like leaves and freeze to spread skeleton wings. I passed through before I knew you. Well, I believe it's just because Daddy's payday's not enough. Oh, I believe it's all because Daddy's payday's not enough. Tracks of a train's arm in my fragile family tree, and watch me floating inches above the people under me. Heavy lid, a pop quiz kid, a sleepy kisser, a pretty war with feelings hid. She begs me not to hit her.
That wraps up our show of memorable performances, She's a Jar by Jay Bennett and Jeff Tweedy of Wilco. Now we want to hear from you. Do you have a favorite performance we've aired on Sound Opinions? Give us a call, 888-859-1800. People on Navy Pier will never forget Mission to Burma. I think their ears are still ringing. Connect with us on Facebook or Twitter, too. Instagram as well. And visit soundopinions.org for full episodes and video of these performances. Now we want to pay tribute to one of my personal heroes, one of the all-time great drummers, Hal Blaine. He died this week at the age of 90. The session drummer was considered one of the most in-demand players of the rock and roll era, drumming on 38 chart-topping singles. Hal was the de facto leader of Phil Spector's favorite group of session musicians, the Wrecking Crew. He played that iconic Be My Baby beat for the Ronettes. He recorded with the Beach Boys on Pet Sounds. He played on number one hits for both Frank and Nancy Sinatra. The list goes on and on. We had the pleasure of speaking to Hal Blaine in 2015, and he told us a lot of incredible stories. But one of the best was how his drumming on Simon and Garfunkel's The Boxer became so memorable.
Well, Roy Halley was producing and engineering Paul and Artie, as we called him. Paul is a very esoterical kind of a guy, and also Artie is the same way, but Paul wrote, you know, obviously Bridge Over Troubled Water and all these wonderful songs. And the way I worked, they knew my reputation, of course, brought me to New York, and whatever you want to do, it's up to you. And so when I heard The Boxer, I listened to what I listened to, and certain things go through my head. Who knows? Only God knows, I guess. Maybe, and Buddy Rich. And then I wanted some explosions, major explosions. And Roy Halley was the kind of engineer. Roy would walk around a studio, which was unknown to him, and he would walk around clapping his hands. And he would say, right here, he heard something in his head. And he'd say, put the drums right here, or put the microphone right here, or whatever. Set it up, we would go in, Paul would sing the song. In this case, I wanted to overdub these amazing drums, and I had two huge tom-toms. And the CBS, the Columbia Records building in New York, was at the top of the building, and the studio was up there. And to go from the studio down, to leave the studio, was kind of a crescent downhill walk to the elevator. And somewhere right in front of the elevator doors, Roy Halley heard something. He loved the natural echo he was hearing. So he said, let's set up Hal right here, my two drums. And, of course, I'm wearing headsets. It's Sunday. The building is closed. Nobody's in the building. And we're recording. And now I'm hearing, la-di-da, boom, and I'm smacking these drums as hard as I can. Shakes the building. La-di-da, boom, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, boom. And in perfect synchronization, the doors open as I'm just crashing down. Now, they don't hear what I'm hearing, and there's a security guard. And as I crash down, the expression on his face was, it was frozen in fear. And the doors closed, and we never saw him again. And this was like a Saturday or Sunday, and the building was closed. So that little story right there was so blown out of proportion. For years, people have said, how did you ever get down in that elevator shaft? Didn't your hands get all greasy from the elevator grease and the cables? Legends are made that way, I guess.
Legends are made this way, absolutely. Hal Blaine, you are a legend, and thanks so much for coming on Sound Opinions.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Rest in peace, Hal Blaine. We're going to miss you. Dead at the age of 90. You can hear our whole conversation with Hal Blaine on our website, soundopinions.org. Greg, what's on the show next week?
Next week on the show, we have a performance and conversation with the artist who put out my favorite record of 2018, alt-country punk rocker Sarah Shook. We can't win for losing, but never step of the way. Battles we shouldn't be choosing, prices too high for us to pay. I think it's really interesting how the things that make us feel the most alone and frustrated are such a common shared experience. If I can make a record that makes people feel less alone in their struggles, especially in respect to relationships, like, then I have achieved my goal.
Barn burner, yeah. Sarah Shook. You can find all the episodes of Sound Opinions at soundopinions.org or subscribe to our podcast wherever you get such thingies. The show is produced by Brendan Banasak, Alex Claiborne, Ayana Contreras, and Andrew Gill. On Sound Opinions, everyone's a critic. So now it's time to hear what you have to say.
New messages.
Hi, Jim and Greg. It's Bruce from Upper Jay, New York, calling about your Stooges Funhouse classic album, Deep Dive. And what I liked best about the show was the honest disagreement and the real discussion of the qualities of that album and the qualities of that kind of noisy music to begin with. I'm a latecomer to the Stooges fan club and really didn't get much beyond their first album. You're the only real one, a real way to have some fun. Uh-huh. I just didn't get it. I grew up in the 70s and it was not my cup of tea. I'm a prog rock sort of guy. But having now listened to Funhouse several times, the entire album, I'm in Greg's camp, totally. I think it is a seminal piece of rock and roll. Sorry, Jim, but I do beg to differ on this one. I think it's an absolute work of genius. And sometimes genius is accidental, and the quality of something isn't recognized in its time, and probably not even by the musicians that put it together, hammer and tongs and all the rest. Great album, great show. Loved the debate, and you guys keep it real. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hi, this is Lee calling from Brooklyn, New York, formerly of Iggy Pop's hometown, Ann Arbor, Michigan. There's a frontman out there who takes a lot from Iggy. His name's Cedric Bixler Zavala of At the Drive-In and the Mars Volta. I was a huge fan of At the Drive-In when they were putting out CDs. In the 90s, in 2001, they released their masterpiece, Relationship of Command, that featured Iggy Pop on a track. Hadn't known about the Stooges before then, got deep into it just because of that track. And the next band Cedric put together, Mars Volta, takes a lot of cues from Funhouse and that jazz deconstruction coming out of a punk rock ethos. Their album Francis the Mute's a good example of that. This is all to say that I saw Cedric and the Mars Volta play the Michigan Theater in Ann Arbor. And man, did he pull some Iggy craziness, threw a drumstick straight into the crowd, and it landed right in some dude's face standing next to me. And I thought, this is the Iggy Pop of the mid-2000s, and it is dangerous as all heck, but man, do I feel alive. So the legacy of Iggy certainly continues. Have a good day.
Hey, Fan Opinions. This is Luciano from Brooklyn, New York. I love the show, and I wanted to add my two cents on the intersection between literature and rock music. Sting, from former The Police. Apparently, he was an English professor before being a musician. And throughout many songs of The Police, there are mentions to literature works. For example, in Don't Stand So Close to Me, he mentioned the girl from the Nabokov book, which is referring to Lolita. Thank you for doing what you do. The show is great. Bye-bye.
No more messages.
To share your opinions on Sound Opinions, call 888-859-1800. We'll be back next week on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and distributed by PRX.